You're listening to the Better in Bavaria podcast, hosted by U.S. Army Garrison Bavaria Public Affairs. We share stories and the people behind them, the soldiers and Army civilians supporting our readiness mission and making our community a great place to work, live, and raise a family.
We're so glad to have you with us today as we encourage our listeners to be brave and explore our great community. One of your first steps is shopping the local cuisine, and to do that, you need to visit a German grocery store.
That's right. We are going to help you with the basic of stepping in with confidence to our stores. We have brought in one of our co-workers, and she is a shopping guru. Frau Susanne Bartsch, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Suzanne, as Andreas already told you, and I've been working for the United States military for 33 years now.
Wow. We need a pause on that one.
Like Andreas, I'm a local national employee with USEC Bavaria. I have a master's degree in English. I was able to complete my degree in the United States, so I spent a total of 3 years in the U.S. In Illinois, first completing my master's in English and then staying at my university to be an instructor of German. So for me, it is very easy to compare shopping in the United States and shopping here in my home country, Germany.
And I have to say that Suzanne is teaching me a phrase a week, and sometimes it takes me 2 or 3 weeks to learn the phrase. But I'm very appreciative of all your help, Suzanne.
So, Sunny, so we both traveled to the United States several times, and a couple of things are quite different. So I was super surprised when I went to one of these large supermarkets. I don't want to say any name, but you can get everything. I mean, you can buy a camping chair, you can buy weapons, you can buy earthworms for a fishing bait. I mean, that's different to German grocery stores or supermarkets, right?
Yeah, that is true. What you are talking about is the not-to-be-named store that has a bunch of superstores in the United States. And yeah, if you all have been to one of our larger German grocery stores, you will find that some convenience items for non-grocery or non-grocery items, I should say, are available there also, but of course not in the same amount that you would find in an American superstore.
That is so true. So, Suzanne, you're definitely the one to help us. And by us, I mean Americans who don't want to be embarrassed when we go into a store because we don't know the assumed rules. So I'm really looking forward to this topic. To me, it's one of those things that make you feel like you're home. When you and your family have your favorite store and you can pick up all your meal ingredients, I think Americans are going to be quite fascinated with foreign grocery stores. And after this, all of our listeners will be a little bit more enlightened and a little bit more ready to shop. So, Suzanne, are you ready to talk about a dozen things on your shopping list? And before we go any further, let's just say this is just about understanding different cultures. One's not better than the other. And we're really lucky that we have commissaries here. They do a good job and you can find most everything that you need. Everything's available. But sometimes you just want to do like the locals do, explore and try new things.
That's a good point, Linda. The commissaries work hard to support our soldiers and families. So, Susanne, what's your first tip on the list as we count down to number one?
Yeah, before I start with my tips, I do really want to encourage you to go out there and get to know the local products. One of my favorite things when traveling is doing just that. Regardless of which country I visit, I love to go and visit a local grocery store to see the differences, to try stuff that you may not find at home. So again, you know, I encourage you all to venture out there. Yeah, Andreas, you asked me what my first point would be. My first point would be that you all are accustomed to going to a store and when checking out at the cash register, there will be a bagger there that bags your stuff. When you visit a German grocery store, you will find that there are no baggers. And that might explain to you why so many people are walking into stores with their own baskets or bringing their own bags as they venture out to go shopping.
And in some supermarkets, it's hard to catch up with the cashier to get your stuff into your basket.
Absolutely. That is like so super annoying. The stores have shortened the section where your bite products are resting before you pack them, and they are getting shorter and shorter. And yeah, you want to have your bag ready, and you want to be ready to throw it into your bag as fast as you can.
Well, let's keep going. Suzanne, what's your next tip?
Next thing is about how do you pay for your groceries? In Germany, we are catching up, and at most all cash registers in all large supermarket stores, you will be able to pay either with your credit card or if you have a German account with your EC card. But Germans are still big on cash, much bigger than everybody in the United States is. So to be on the safe side, if you know approximately how much you want to buy, it can't hurt to bring about 50 euro with you just to be on the safe side. Or, of course, make sure beforehand that your supermarket of choice accepts credit cards.
Especially it's hard at bakeries and in the apotheke, right, to pay with credit card. But I think it changed a lot since COVID, so more and more German stores accept credit cards nowadays.
That is true, Andreas. If one positive thing came out of the pandemic, then it is the fact that more smaller stores invested in cashier systems that allow you to use an EC card or a credit card.
Okay, Susanne, so we're counting down. Next is number 10.
Yeah, we're going back to the issue of where you put your groceries when you go shopping into a German grocery store. So number 10 is make sure you have a coin to deposit in your shopping basket. You need 50 euro cent or 1 euro. Insert it into the cart, take the cart, and off you go.
So I like when you're talking about the shopping cart, because that was really surprising to me. Again, like you said, they are so quick. So I think, is this correct? I just put everything in the cart and then I put it in the bag at my car or on the side. I don't feel like I could keep up with the cashier. And also, what are those little bag or the what are those little baskets that folks bring in? They remind me of like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. People have their own baskets and they bring them in. They're like little hand carry baskets.
Yeah, as I said in the beginning, what you bring into the grocery store to bring your stuff home is up to you. Bags are okay, but so are baskets. Germans are big on baskets, all ship shapes and forms. Just take everything out and put it on the cash register before you leave with it again.
That's good to know.
To loop back to the cards and the deposit, I mean, the big advantage is that they're not standing around everywhere and hitting cars or something. But the downside is you never have the coin with you you need. But there's a solution too. I mean, there are tools out there now. You put them in for a second and then you can use your card.
Okay, everybody. You got to know that Andreas owns each and every gadget that is out there in this world. My solution to that problem is I always keep a euro or a 50 cent coin in one of my little compartments in the car, and that's like my shopping coin. And when I come back to my car, I put it right back where it was, so I always have my shopping coin in my car. But of course, you all can also reach out to Andreas and have him send you an idea for a great gadget.
Now, Suzanne, why else would you want to have a coin with you in Germany?
Yeah, I think you are referring to public restrooms, whether it's on the Autobahn or whether it's in certain restaurants or amusement parks in Germany. Most public restrooms require to pay a fee for entrance. You either get that money back in form of a little coupon, or you just get the money back when you close the door again as you come out. But yeah, be sure to have like a euro or euro 50 on you if you travel and you wish to use a public restroom on the Autobahn.
Well, thank you for that good tip.
Susanne, what's the next point?
Yeah, next point is the deposit that is being charged in Germany on all bottles. Regardless of how small a plastic bottle or a glass bottle is, in Germany there's a mandatory deposit on all bottles. You will get that deposit back when you return the bottle. The general deposit for bottles is 25 cents. That applies, for example, to your soda bottles like Coke, lemonade, or water. It also applies to any type of milk drink in a little plastic bottle or in to juices in plastic bottles, 25 cents. However, there are also bottles out there that have a smaller deposit fee. For example, beer bottles, they have a deposit of only 8 cents. What is important to you is that when you bring your bottle back, you will get your deposit back. And you've probably seen the machines at the entrances of the supermarkets where you put your bottles in. And then at the end, you push the little button and then you get a piece of paper, which you redeem at the cash register for the deposit that you have rendered previously to the bottles that you've just returned. And that's exactly the point. Germany is very big on recycling and very big on protecting nature and reducing the amount of trash we produce. So you are being rewarded for returning your products that have a deposit. And if you don't, you just lose the money you spend. And trust me, when I go shopping every Saturday, I usually have a deposit return of anywhere between 5 and 6 euro.
Susanna, this is really interesting because this is, if folks are like me, they just don't know how to return a bottle. So they don't return a bottle if they don't know how. So this is very important, especially for our you know, being good environmentalists. So number one, do you have to return the bottle to the store that you purchased the beverage from?
No, you don't. The German recycling system is made so it's easy to use for everybody. So you can return your bottles in any grocery store that you are shopping. Once in a while, a store will have its own store brand and then the other stores will not take that bottle. But that happens like 1 out of 100 bottles.
And also, when, correct me if I'm wrong, when you put the bottle in, you get a ticket. So tell us about that, the ticket, what it's for.
Yeah, the ticket reflects the deposit that you get returned because of the bottles you've put in the machine. As I said, I usually get about 5 euro back when I go shopping. A misconception is that you then must buy something in that store to get your money back. That is not the case. If you just want to go to the store to return your bottles, you can do that. And then just walk with your little ticket to the cash register and they will pay out the money to you.
I had no idea. I've always purchased something. So thank you for that. It's not a problem to find something to buy in the German grocery store. There's lots to buy, but I didn't know that you could take that ticket and get actual your cash back. Thank you for that.
And I saw some of these bottle deposit machines where you can decide if you want a ticket or if you want to donate the money. It's called Spenden. So if you click that button, you will not get a ticket, but you do something good for the for someone.
If I had only known this a year ago when I got here, it would have helped me so much.
But important, the price of the bottles are without the deposit, right?
Yes, that is true. Beware that when you buy any type of beverage, that the deposit is not reflected on the price tag on the shelf. However, for all other products, that brings us to number 8 on our list, you will see the final price of the product on the shelf. The value added tax in Germany, the 19% that we pay for all goods that we buy, is already included in that price. So if you want to compute what you are spending in the German store and you have a little calculator with you, you can rest assured that you do not have to weigh in an additional 5, 6, 7 euro for tax, because what you see is what you pay.
That is so smart. It really makes shopping so much easier. Okay, so now we're up to number 7. We're counting it down. What is your number seven tip for us?
Number 7 also has to do with shopping for beverages. When you come to a grocery store, you often see that Coke, for example, or juice, water, is wrapped up in plastic wrap in bottles of 6. So now if you just want one bottle of your favorite German lemonade and not a six-pack, then it's absolutely okay to tear apart that shrink wrap and take out the amount of bottles that you actually want to purchase. There's only one exception. You cannot open up the six-pack cartons in which beer is sold.
Well, this makes sense. We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back with our guest, Community Relations and Media Officer and Shopping Guru for USAC Bavaria, Miss Susanne Borch.
Like what you're hearing? Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, like and share our episodes of Better in Bavaria. Visit our USAG Bavaria social media to learn more. And remember, it's Better in Bavaria.
Welcome back. I'm Andreas Kreuzer. We are broadcasting from Grafenwöhr, Germany, and I'm joined by my co-host Linda A. Reed and our guest, Frau Susanne Borch. We are getting close to the top of your list. Susanne, what's next?
Yeah, number six brings us to the pictures that are on food items that we purchase at the stores. That helps, of course, if you're in a foreign country and you have no idea what the word on the package means. Another option, of course, is to have a translator app with you or one of those photographic translator apps that helps you determine what is actually in the package. But usually what you see on the package is in there. A little bit different maybe for TV meals, because they usually also show the main product and some side servings. So make sure you have a translator app with you.
That's a good point. Those are really helpful. And then it helps you learn the language too, because you're learning what the products are in their German word.
That is correct. As you walk around the store and you see pictures on the food items, you eventually pick up the German word for an item. And I personally appreciate pictures on food items, because my first trip to the United States was many, 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 many decades ago with my mom. And unfortunately, I got sick and my mom wanted to go to the American grocery store and purchase oatmeal. She did not know that oatmeal was oatmeal. So she unfortunately found no package with a picture. And in those days, a translation app would have been great. So I both appreciate translation apps and pictures on food items.
So that counts probably for everything except Bärchenwurst. Bärchen means beer, but there's no beer in there, right?
Absolutely not. You all can rest assured that you're not eating a bear if you buy Bärchenwurst at your local butcher store. That's just a cute way to entice little kids to buy and eat some sausage.
Okay, Susanne, we're climbing to the top of your list. Now we're at number five.
Yeah, you all probably know the saying that the best thing that ever happened is that someone came up with the idea of sliced bread.
Best invention ever.
Yeah, here in Germany, we take that a step further. The big grocery stores, or even some of the chains, have bread slicers in their bread departments, where if you pick a loaf of bread from their bakery, you can slice it yourself at the provided bread slicer. However, be careful. Make sure you know how to operate it, and if you want to operate it for the first time, I'd suggest that you get the help of one of the store attendants and ask them to show it to you.
That's a good point.
It sounds dangerous, but it's not. So what's your next one, Susanne?
Yeah, my next one is one of my favorite ones because I always have issues when I go to the United States. The fact that we use two different systems of measurement, you all use gallons and pints and the like, and we use the metric system. So when you go to the German grocery store, of course, you will only see items marked in the metric system. So it might be a nice idea to have a little chart on you where you can glance at when you buy something. And of course, if you want to use German produce for cooking, then you should have some sort of an app that changes the German recipe amounts to the American amounts. There's also metric cups out there. There's even, which I like, there's the American measuring cup systems out there that I have at my house if I use one of my US recipes. But again, you got to get accustomed to the German metric system.
And the metric system is so easy. So 1,000 grams is 1 kilogram. 1 kilometer is 1,000 meter. Anyone knows how many feet makes 1 mile? 5,280. I mean, I love everything about the States, but I love the metric system.
Wait. I don't think America came up with the cups and pints and those kind of things. I think we got it from Europe.
Yes, but from the English, not from the Germans.
That's true. Now, the metrics that Americans know are 2 liters, because that's how a lot of people buy their soda, is 2 liters. So we have an idea of what 2 liters is. So, like, one of the really scary things for me was going to the butcher shop, because it all looks so good, all the wurst, and there's lots of Schwein, the pork, all of that kind of stuff. But I don't know how to order. I know pounds. I know a half a pound. I have no idea with metrics. So just give us a ballpark of how much a pound of rind beef would be.
Actually, it's not that difficult. What you know as an American pound is 450 grams.
Okay.
And in Germany, it's 500 grams. So if you order an American pound, and then you order a German pound, you will get a little bit more in a German store.
Well, that's cool. Now I feel so brave. Thank you, Suzanne. We're up at our top three now. This one, we're going to hear across the land minds being blown. Because when you come into Germany and you go into a beautiful German grocery store, the eggs are not refrigerated. They are at room temperature. Please tell us why that is.
I share your astonishment, because that happened to me when I went into an American grocery store for the first time. I didn't find the eggs, and I was very surprised that they were refrigerated. One reason for that is one thing that I already mentioned earlier, is the fact that we are very much into organic stuff. And eggs in Germany, when they are collected at the egg farms, they are not washed, they are not bleached. All the egg farmers do is they separate them by size. And in a German grocery store, you will mostly find medium-sized eggs and large-sized eggs. And some farmers also organize them by egg color. In Germany, you still find a lot of brown eggs, but of course also the regular white eggs. So to make a long story short, they are not treated in any way. So they still have their natural protective coating. There is a label on the box that you can look at, which tells you how the egg was produced, which means how did the chicken that produced the egg, how did it live, how much room did it have, did it live on the ground, did it live in a cage. But it also has a date on there that tells you by when you should throw the egg away.
So, Andreas, I know you have got a lot of information on eggs, but I have to tell you that one of the most charming things in my neighborhood is this little wooden log cabin that has, I guess it's called a Tankstelle. And what does that mean, literally?
Like a Tankstelle would be a gas station, but in this case, it's like a station for milk and other products.
That's correct. So you put your euro in there, and you get the eggs, and the eggs come in a little carton of six. They have a ribbon tied to them. When you open them up, sometimes the eggs are white, sometimes they're brown, and sometimes they're light blue. I'm fascinated with it. And it's one of our things that we take our guests that visit here. It's one of the tourist sites to see in our neighborhood. Sounds funny, but I love it. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I love to buy local. I don't know every hen by name, but I know my farmer by name and very well. So I think it makes sense to buy local. But even if you buy in a supermarket, you can see where the egg was produced. So this stamp, Susanne mentioned this, it's a code. And you can understand it easily. So the first number, the first digit is 1, 2, 3, or 4. The lower the number, the better the egg. So 0 stands for organic farms, and it goes up to 4 for cage eggs. And the next digits, the next 2 digits, indicate in which country they have been produced. So DE stands for Germany. The next 2 digits is a state in Germany. 09 would be for Bavaria. So you know already it's in Bavaria. And if you put the other couple of numbers online, there's a page, you can put it in and you see exactly which farm produced it and where it is. So you can go down to the location of the egg.
And you could find out, get to know your hens that way.
Right, and the names.
The eggs here are so good. The yolks are like a ray of sunshine. They're bright orange. And my sister, who's a food scientist, said that is because those are healthy chickens with a healthy diet that makes that kind of yolk. So I love the eggs here. Also, I mentioned, you know, they're white, they're brown. And Andres, you're going to tell us more about that. But the shell is blue, not the inside of the egg. I'm not saying that the egg has gone bad. It is a beautiful robin's egg blue kind of. So it's just gorgeous. Last thing is, the eggs are sold by 6, 10, or 20. Not a dozen that we're used to in the United States. And what else can you tell us about eggs here?
Okay, the color of the egg, it depends on the hen's ear disc. If the hen's ear disc is white, the eggs are white. If the hen's ear disc is red, the eggs are brown. But in supermarkets, you see less and less brown eggs and more white eggs, because most farms change from brown eggs to white eggs because they're more efficient. Hens doing white eggs, they produce 500 eggs within 100 weeks of life. And for brown ones, 380 eggs in 82 weeks. So that's the reason most farmers now going to switch to that kind of eggs.
So when you get to know your hens, look at the on the side of their face, the little ear part and the color.
Correct.
Makes a difference. So what you're saying is the hens that lay the white eggs are more productive. And actually, in the United States, we see more white eggs than brown eggs. So that's kind of a similarity here.
Correct. Okay, since we talked about eggs, let's talk about milk.
Yeah, thank you, Andreas. That brings us right to my point number two. And we're closing in on number one, folks, so please stay tuned. Yeah, number two is milk. I heard from a couple of my colleagues that they were shocked when they walked into a German supermarket and saw non-refrigerated milk. Well, non-refrigerated milk is actually the majority in German stores because that milk is heated up and is packed so that it can be stored and must not be refrigerated. On the top of the Tetra Pak, you will see the date when the milk expires. What you should always do, though, is once you've opened such a pack, then you should put it in the refrigerator. But until you open it, you can store it wherever you like. For example, I store my six-pack box with milk in a cold place in my apartment, but not all six Tetra Paks in my refrigerator. So that is actually more practical, I think. The milk that you find refrigerated in the supermarkets, that is usually the non-homogenized fresh milk that you really have to use within 2, maximum 3 days after you've opened that bottle up. And of course, that needs to be refrigerated at all times. Andreas and Linda earlier mentioned that some farmers have machines in front of their farms where you can purchase eggs. Some farmers also have milk gas stations. Sounds stupid, but it's actually out there. So some farmers directly market their milk on such a station where you also can bring your own bottle. Sometimes they have bottles on sale also, and then you can fill the milk into your own or into their bottle and buy it fresh from the cow, so to speak. But again, I need to warn you, this is non-homogenized milk. So that needs to be refrigerated at all times, and you will find that these machines are actually small refrigerators.
And I'm so glad you brought that up. I just love taking my clean glass milk bottle back to get it refilled. It just sounds so fun. It just seems like takes you back to an earlier time. And that milk, it when it sits in your fridge for a day or so, it does kind of separate. So it has that cream level on top. It's just, we don't really... Well, where I'm from, you don't really get that. So I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah, that is popular. It's a part of that organic food trend that we're experiencing in Europe, but mainly here in Germany. I would say that's up to you. It's your taste that drives which type of milk you purchase and drink. I, for my part, love the Tetra Paks.
So maybe it's just a novelty that I can get fresh milk, so I get it.
Thank you, Linda. I'm glad you like buying local and you like buying from our local farmers. I, for my part, I'm a big lover of the good old milk carton.
Well, Suzanne, this is so helpful, and I just know how valuable it would have been for me, and it is still for me because I'm still learning a lot about what you're saying. So are we ready to get to number one?
Yes, we are. And Andreas, if you remember, introduced me at the beginning as a shopping guru. And what is worse for a shopping guru than not being able to go to the store and engage in their favorite pastime?
What about online shopping?
Naja, online shopping, that's always possible. But we're talking about the differences between US and German stores. And folks, I hate to say it, the biggest difference is that stores are closed on Sundays and holidays in Germany. And nothing is worse for a shopping guru than that, and nothing was better than my 3 years in the United States, where I could go to any supermarket 24/7. If I craved ice cream while I was writing my thesis at 02 a.m. in the morning, there was my supermarket, and I could get my favorite cookie dough or whatever ice cream, not here in Germany. To make a long story short, you got to plan your shopping hours around the opening hours of the stores. However, if you have traveled a lot and you have been to other states in Germany, you have probably been surprised to see that some stores are open longer there. For example, my mom lives near Frankfurt, and stores in the state of Hessen are allowed to be open until 2200 hours or until midnight. And some stores do that, especially the large supermarkets. The Bavarian shopping law stipulates that stores must be closed on Sundays and that on weekdays, including Saturday, they are not allowed to be open longer than 8 p.m. Now, some of you are probably saying, but what about the bakery that I go to every Sunday? Well, bakeries are an exception, and another exception are stores at the large railway stations and at the airports. But back to the bakeries first. Bavaria, like all the other states in Germany, made an exception, so bakeries are now allowed to be open on Sundays and on holidays for a couple of hours. So if you have a favorite German bakery, then go and check with your bakery what hours their hours are on holidays and on Sundays. It's mostly between 9 and 11 or between 10 and 12, depends on the store. Just check it out. However, if you're in an emergency and you need to get some food item and you're not close to one of our commissaries or to our shopettes, then you can check out the large railway stations and the airports. Also, of course, some of the gas stations. These three places are allowed to sell food 24/7. The stipulation is that is food for travelers. All three stores, at airports, at train stations, and at gas stations, really like to have a broad definition of what a traveler is, because I really cannot see a traveler buying a pizza and then having a pizza oven in his vehicle to heat that pizza. Okay! But the fact is, you can get pizzas at gas stations that sell groceries. So, if in need, then check out these three locations. But yeah, to my dismay, and it will take me years, probably my entire life, to get over that, stores are not open 24/7 in Germany.
There are just a couple of exceptions for Sundays. They are open Sundays, but I think it's limited to 4 open Sundays per city. So they can identify the Sundays, but that's it.
Per city per year.
But it was even worse in Bavaria back in the day. I remember when the stores closed at 6 during the week, mm-hmm. and at noon on Saturdays, and still closed on Sundays. So it's a little bit better now.
Yeah, it got a little bit better, but it's still not popular. And depending on where you live, you might also see That some stores do still close a little earlier on a Saturday. It just has to do with how much they are frequented, and the stores are free to set their own opening hours within the limits of the Bavarian law.
And I can always give a shout out to my favorite neighborhood, Tankstelle. They are open 24 hours a day. So if you need milk, eggs, they sell honey. They even sell chocolate, sometimes shrink wrap fish in there. So there are some options. But, you know, that really took a while to get used to. But now I really like that Sunday is a day that you need to stay at home or go out and enjoy the area. But it's not a day to get your shopping errands done. So that's a good point.
Yeah, at least not if you want to do it in a German store, especially not in a German grocery store. I would like to pick up on what Andreas just said. It doesn't hurt to check out our public affairs announcements on what to do during your off time, because we just recently had one of these open shopping Sundays here in Weiden. And as Andreas said, always check out our announcements to see for the next open shopping Sunday in your neighborhood, and you might want to enjoy that experience as well.
Thank you, Susanne, for joining our podcast today. This was great info.
I agree. This would have been so helpful to me when I first arrived. It definitely would have saved me like a lot of those questions. What is that? Why is that done? What do I need to know to avoid like a cultural faux pas in the stores? So thank you, Susanna.
You are welcome, Linda and Andreas. And to our listeners, once again, please enjoy the opportunity that you've been given to be in Europe, to be in Germany, to be in Bavaria, and go out there and enjoy the local culture and the local traditions. See you around. Bye-bye.
So, Susanna and Andreas, what's that sound?
Oh, that music means it's time to learn a new German word or phrase. Susanne, what's your word of the day?
Okay, so I'm back on again. My word of the day is Pfand. P-F-A-N-D. And Pfand means deposit. And since we spent so much time about talking about the bottle deposits in Germany, I think Pfand is definitely the term of the day.
Okay, Linda, are you ready to try?
I'm ready to try, and thank you, Susanna, for picking a short word. I really appreciate that.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Pfand.
For more Better in Bavaria podcasts, subscribe, like, and share our episodes. Visit our U.S. Army Garrison Bavaria social media or website to learn more.